Good day, I'm Paige Estrotori, your trusted voice in daily financial news on behalf of Financial Services Online. Let's dive into the key news that took place on Friday, November 8, 2024. Leading the way is an exclusive interview with Senator Andrew Bragg. In his conversation with Investment Magazine, the senator discussed the coalition's plan to merge retirement savings with housing solutions. The aim here is to bolster Australians' financial futures. Bragg questioned the strict preservation of compulsory superannuation, instead promoting a more flexible approach to economic policy. He also nods towards Michelle Levy's recommendation to modernize financial advice regulation. A major part of his vision ties home ownership with retirement savings, a crucial reassessment of our strategies for financial security. Next, we have a story that serves as a reminder to all insurance policyholders. An Uber Eats driver's claim was unfortunately denied after neglecting to declare his vehicle's commercial use to his insurer, Auto and General Services. The driver experienced a rear-end collision while making a delivery, but hadn't communicated about his career switch when renewing his policy. This story brings to light the importance of transparency with your insurance provider. Changing vehicle use significantly? Make sure to update your policy terms to avoid unforeseen financial setbacks. Australian Unity is making calculated changes with a focus on its core services. The firm is releasing its $1.6 billion banking operations, diverting resources to its health, insurance, and wealth sectors. With this move, Bank Australia acquires thousands of customers and a hefty loan portfolio. Speaking at an industry event, Rohan Mead, Group Managing Director of Australian Unity, emphasized the potential customer benefits through Bank Australia's digital platforms. The future of Australian Unity seems promising, peeling back from banking challenges to strive for growth in its principal services. Lastly, the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority, or APRA, takes center stage. Due to compliance oversights, APRA has mandated Pacific International Insurance to step up its capital reserves by $10 million. Pacific International's falter lies in governance shortcomings, mainly with resource allocation and accountability. This comes soon after Suzanne Smith's pivotal warning about remote insurance services. APRA remains committed to substantial compliance, insisting that governance issues are addressed in full. That's all for now from your reliable source of financial updates. Get all the insights you need at our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estrotori, keeping you informed on Australia's dynamic financial landscape. Until next time.